Gaundy and Maz Show.
It's a mixed bag today.
Mate, what a big, huge show. With so many, like, a real range, like a real spread of stuff. I really want to focus on the Home Alone idea, though.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant what you've come up with.
Yeah, well, it's the TV version. I feel like they've done a TV show for The Karate Kid. They've done a TV show for The Mighty Ducks.
And they went well, right?
Yeah, they really well.
Yeah.
But they continue to make Home Alone movies. There's a new one announced today.
Yeah, there's a reboot. It's called Home Sweet Home Alone. It is exactly the same storyline from the 1990 original Home Alone movie, except the kid's name is Max Mercer. He's podgy, British, I think.
It looks horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer and I was like, maybe I'll give it a go. I want to hate it, but maybe I'll give it a go because I want my stepkids to have their Home Alone movie moment. And they think the one that we watched when we were kids, when Glenn and I talk about the original Home Alone with, what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
With Macaulay Culkin. I was going to say Macaulay McAllister. Confusing. They're like, this is old. This is, you guys are so old. This is their home. This is their version that they can have their Home Alone movie. But the you only, reckon ditch well, the movie, go straight to a TV show.
The only good thing about the movie is that they've got Buzz grown up as a police officer. That's the only draw card for me for the new movie.
That was Kevin's older brother in the original. Yeah.
But they've got to do a TV show. So we've come up with an idea.
It's so good.
Because we thought, how can you just get stuck in a house every single episode?
Yeah, but the way that you get around, it's brilliant. Your idea is brilliant.
So Macaulay Culkin, he works in a call centre.
So can ridiculous. I say it?
Works in a call centre.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Macaulay.
Yeah.
Culkin.
People Macaulay Culkin.
You McCall. Yeah. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for kids that have been left at home, there's a hotline because it happens
heaps
a lot in the TV show.
Let's base the show in America.
Yeah,
heaps of irresponsible parents.
So the kids have this hotline they know about where you Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, and then he talks you through how to like booby trap the house and stuff.
Yeah, and then it's just a matter of a coincidence that there's a robber or a couple of robbers every single time.
What's happening at the house?
That could
change. Like that's where the storylines can differ.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, sure, it could be like your standard cat burglar, but maybe like
a killer bear.
Killer bear is a good one. Mm. Maybe the Christmas special is like Santa is stuck in the chimney.
Yep.
And the kid's been left home alone accidentally around Christmas time. They've got to help Santa get out of the chimney, something like that. That's
so much.
A good little storyline.
So much there.
What else could we do? You don't want to go too dark, like kidnappings and stuff. That's a bit, like, let's keep it a bit sort of family friendly.
Maybe one episode Macaulay fails the kid and the kid actually gets nabbed and, I don't know. That's the finale.
That's the cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah, and then you don't know if the kid comes back or not. But then, it's Disney, so he does.
Of course.
I don't want to wreck season two, but he does.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Always comes through.
Yeah.
I think there's legs in this idea.
I don't know how Disney hasn't thought of it.
What about like one kid gets left home alone and the parents go off on the Euro train or whatever? Like we're in Europe all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And like there's a flipping tornado.
Yep.
And the kid has to like tornado-proof the house.
What about a Sharknado?
And keep the 11 cats at home.
Mm.
Safe. Inside.
If you have a storyline that you want pitched to Disney, let us know because this TV show, you never know. It all really relies on Macaulay Culkin.
Okay, one more. I've got one more idea. It's Christmas again.
Yep.
And like the family go off and they leave the kid at home accidentally. He calls Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
And the kid's job is to entertain all the other kids in the street. So the one kid has to do a pantomime.
Yeah.
Like remember how Eddie Murphy played like eight characters in that one movie about the really fat family?
Nutty
the
Professor.
Clumps?
Nutty
Professor?
He did a few movies where he played a few.
Norbert.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. He did a few.
Like, so the kid ends up, like, has to go into all, like, has to do a full pantomime to entertain all the kids.
Yep.
While the family's away.
And is Macaulay talking the kid through the...
Yes.
Okay.
He's, like, helping him come up with the characters and the costuming, and all of a sudden Macaulay Culkin is a stage director of a pantomime that one child puts on to save Christmas.
It's endless, guys. It really is.
And then he saves Christmas.
Yeah, we got that.
I'm assuming the kid's a guy, a kid, boy kid.
Yeah.
but it could be a girl and she saves Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And then it turns out Macaulay Culkin is actually Santa.
See, this thing is writing itself.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
This is something that needs to be discussed, Maz.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. We all remember Home Alone.
Just on the music of Home Alone, just for the guys out there, we were trying to work it out. That song that goes doom boom boom. What is that?
We couldn't figure it out. It's not White Christmas by the Drifters.
No,
we
do you guys know? Hayley doesn't even know Macaulay Culkin or Home Alone. So she's not gonna know.
1990.
Does anyone know it?
Home Alone.
Oh, what a movie. Still the best. Put it on every Christmas.
Home Alone 2.
Great movie.
Amazing. Arguably better.
I would, yes. As far as sequels go, that is right up there.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Then they did a couple after that. Did you see that?
I saw three.
Yeah.
And then I got bored.
I think the connection is Macaulay Culkin's the key.
Yeah.
He's the man.
And also the innocence of the 90s.
Yeah.
Like,
you could leave your kids at home all week.
People did it all the time. It was no big deal. And yes, little Kevin McAllister, he was that kid that we just grew up with and we just loved. He was like our little brother who we left at home when we went on our big family trip to New York.
Well, hang on a sec. You left your little brother?
No, I was just saying it's
okay,
like.
Right, yeah, you get it. I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, you felt like you were part of the McAllister family.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, I felt like I was.
They were like
Kevin.
Us.
I felt like I was Kevin. In the family.
So here we go, and I'm going to try and be positive.
Yep.
They're doing a reboot.
No!
Hang on, let me finish.
No, do not touch Home Alone.
Let me finish. Home Sweet Home Alone is a reboot of the Home Alone franchise. It's out on November 12th, I think. Do we want it? Will you just at least let me hear the trailer? Can we just play on the trailer and then we can put our judgy pants on?
Here it is.
'Twas the night before Christmas vacation. And the fun was in full swing.
You have split our family onto two separate flights.
Mom!
Max, please!
The family left for their big vacation.
Is that everyone? The cars are leaving now!
But forgot one little thing.
Mom? Dad? Uncle Blake?
They don't even know I'm here. They don't even know I'm here.
My mom and dad have gone to Tokyo. I'm totally on my own.
You do realise that my 10-year-old son is at home by himself. You just assumed Max was on the other flight.
We didn't take a census.
Hate it. Don't like it.
Hate it.
So, are they doing like a proper remake as in, I know they're in Tokyo, whatever, but it's the same premise.
It's the same premise. It's the family. So little Max Mercer is the kid that gets left at home. This time he's 10 years old. The family go to Tokyo in Japan on a holiday. The dad is responsible for leaving him. And the only like common thread that I can kind of piece together is that in the original Home Alone, Kevin McAllister had an older brother, Buzz. Do you remember Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz.
So Buzz has grown up now. He's actually reprising his role. Of course. Devon Rattray is his name.
He needs the
and
cash.
And he's grown up to become a cop.
Oh, no.
He's grown up to be a policeman.
No, he should arrest himself for crimes against movies.
So he's back.
Oh.
Max's family go to Japan. They get split up on two different flights. It's the dad's fault. He gets blamed.
I know you've been trying to remain positive about this. I'm flat out saying I hate it. I just love the original so much. Talk to me, Maz. How are you really feeling?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I haven't even seen it and I just hate the idea.
I'm not even going to give it a go.
Ooh, sorry, guys. I want to love it, but I just don't think... You also, like, Devon Rattray has not done well in the aging department.
Oh, I bet he hasn't.
Buzz.
Why?
Whoa.
Why have they not thought about bringing Macaulay Culkin back and he's the dad in Home Alone and he leaves his kid at home?
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately?
Yeah, that would explain why he leaves his kid at home. He's not the most responsible parent. because we've been talking about the new Home Alone movie. The trailer has dropped today for it.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home Alone is the reboot of the 90s classic, the franchise that we grew up with of Home Alone.
So there was like one, two, and then after that there was a few others. But I feel like this one, watching the trailer, sticks as close to the first movie as I've seen.
It is very similar what we can tell to the original. Max Mercer is the name of the 10-year-old that gets left at home while the family go. No, does he get left at home? Yeah, home
they
alone.
Go,
of course.
They go to Tokyo.
They go to Tokyo on two separate flights. So that's how he gets left there. The dad gets blamed. So, you know, good to see a bit of dad shaming as opposed to mum shaming. It's a nice change.
Here's a bit of the trailer. It does sound like the first Home Alone movie.
Was the night before Christmas vacation.
You have split our family onto two separate flights.
Mom!
Max, please!
The family left for their big vacation.
Is that everyone? The cars are leaving now!
But forgot one little thing.
They don't even know I'm here. They don't even know I'm here.
So we've been talking about this morning already on the show. And not here to tell Disney Plus what to do.
No.
But I am about to tell Disney Plus what to do.
What should they do?
Well, I think this is horrendous. This is a horrible idea to remake the movie. It's such a classic, it should not be touched.
Okay. I'm going to give it a watch.
You give it a run.
I'm going to give it a run.
This is what they want from you, Maz. This is why they're remaking movies. So you get Disney Plus and you watch it.
Because I want my stepkids who are 10 and 8, which is a good age to probably watch Home Alone or the originals, I want them to have the Home Alone experience I had when I was their age.
They don't like the original movie?
Well, when we show the kids a movie that Glenn and I grew up with, they just go, that's old. And so anything that we think was awesome from our childhood just has become really dated. So this is going to be their version of our Home Alone, and I want them to experience that. So I am going to give it a go.
There's only one solution to that. Get new kids.
And I'll trade in the stepkids. Yeah. Yes.
Here's my idea, because we were talking about this off air and I was saying what I like what they do these days. They did it with Karate Kid. They did it with the Mighty Ducks. They turned it into a TV show.
Yeah, so like epic movie, loads of attention. Everyone loves it. And then they do a spin-off TV series.
So why haven't they done a Home Alone?
Because it's how many TV shows can you make about a kid setting booby traps in his house to upset the robbers.
Okay, well, this is what I've been thinking of.
Like that TV show would get pretty boring quickly.
No. Macaulay Culkin works in a call centre.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Yep.
He works in a call centre taking calls from kids that have been left home alone. So it's a different kid each time.
Oh, and then we go into their home.
Yeah.
And then it explains itself, but that's the narrative.
Of each TV show. So they call into the centre. There's like a hotline that you call if you've ever been left home alone, where Macaulay Culkin works, because he's got the experience in it.
And it's called the Home Alone Hotline.
Yes. And then he runs each kid, each episode.
Oh, my God.
Through what to do. And, I mean, of course, it's just a coincidence that that house then gets burgled every single time.
Yeah, I was going to say, is each house getting burgled?
Yeah.
Are there any, like, cheeky kidnappings?
Oh, I mean, that's pretty dark. But
well, you got to mix it up.
Oh, well, who knows? I mean, I'll leave that to the script writers. But then you're getting a variety of Home Alones with Macaulay Culkin in the call centre. My God.
This is a really,
get Disney
really
on the phone.
Good idea.
Get Disney on the phone. Get Disney Plus.
Get them. That's really clever.
Yep.
Okay, there's a few hoops to jump through. but no idea's a bad idea. It's a good idea, good thought starter.
What's the biggest hoop you see? Like, what's the one roadblock?
Getting Disney Plus to agree? That SAS Australia grand finale show was... It's going to take me a couple of weeks to recover just from watching the show. It's that intense, but that incredible. And the stories of grit and resilience and determination that have come out of this show for me are so inspiring.
So, Jana Pittman last night, this is the moment that she had to hand in her number.
Fortunately for you, number four, the war's over. Take your Bergen off. Give me your number, please. Outstanding effort. We are all super proud of you, and we would have loved to have brought you forward, but Your reserve is empty. That 1% that you lacked is over there. But outstanding effort.
Oh my God, it was an intense moment last night.
It's my new favourite human, Yana Pittman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yana, I love you. I don't even know you, but I love you. You have been so inspiring on SAS Australia. What was more confronting? Was it Ant Middleton telling you that you weren't moving through to the final part of the course, or finding out that you were pregnant with twins?
That's a good one. I wasn't expecting that. The twins, probably. I'm so happy to be having another baby, and obviously two of them. But, it was disappointing last night, and I wasn't expecting it. We actually thought we were at the end of the course and they were going to announce who passed. And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I said to Maz this morning that I would rather bomb out on the first episode than go all that way and then be told that
you're not continuing.
Yeah, because it's not on your own doing. You've been told that's it. So that would hurt, right? You've done all the hard work.
Well, I just wanted to have a go at hanging on that rope. That was so much fun. That would have been awesome.
I wanted to ask, how do you think, I mean, by that stage of the course, babe, you looked absolutely gassed. Like,
yeah,
I do not know how you did it. You're incredible. But how would you have gone with that? Hanging on that rope, 300 metres in the air for 90 seconds, that would have been a punish.
Absolutely. I think I would have been okay. You probably don't remember, but the very first episode, we had to hang out of the helicopter on that ladder.
I was
hanging there for a good 3 minutes because I didn't have the abdominal strength to get my legs back in. So I was hanging and hanging and hanging. It was funny because a lot of the things, because of being so close to having a baby, I couldn't train well.
Yeah.
My grip strength was good. So we knew that hanging stuff was going to happen. So we did heaps and heaps and heaps of grip holding in the gym. So that was like the one task I was hoping would happen. It's the one I didn't get to do. And I'm like, yes.
Damn it.
Hey, so what's the reunion special like when you all get back together? How long after the show did you do the reunion?
Almost straight away. So it was just really nice to see some of the people that had gone out recently, like the last couple of days of the course.
Yep.
You know, because we've bonded so well. Like, I think throwing yourself into that sort of environment where there's no food, no sleep, mice everywhere, and, you know, you've stripped back very raw, you do definitely make a good connection with the people around you. So we were so happy to see everybody within a couple of days of finishing.
After you were told that you weren't continuing on the course, what happens? Because we don't really know. Like, people, you know, you either hand in your number, your VW, and then you just vanish out of the doors.
That's right.
Where do you go? What happened? Did you have the longest, hottest shower in the world?
I think, you know, Maz, all I wanted to do was speak to my family.
Yeah.
So I reckon I sat dirty for a good 90 minutes wanting to just talk to them and debrief. But we actually go back, the medical team check us over, because some of us got injured, obviously. I didn't. I was very lucky.
Mm.
Then you have a psych evaluation to make sure you're not going loony.
And
then you're allowed to go back and have the shower.
Oh, wow.
And did you sit down and watch the show with your kids? They must be super proud.
Yeah, particularly my little girls have gone and done some crazy, naughty jumping off rocks and climbing through things they shouldn't lately.
That's the thing. You can't tell your kids.
And I have absolutely no recourse to stop them.
That's it. You're not allowed to say to your kids, don't climb up there. You might hurt yourself, because they'll be like, Mom, you jumped out of a helicopter, you nutter.
Exactly, Matt. Exactly. I've got nothing to go, no leg to stand on.
It must be good to sit in front of the TV and brag then and go, oh, Mum's done it again, guys. She got through another round. So good.
I'd love to go again.
Oh, would you really? Yeah. Most people we chat to say that's it for them, once
they
only.
Say, great experience, never again, is usually the feedback we get. But you just love it, don't you?
I love the intensity of it. I love how much I learn from it. But, you know, I think when you come so close to passing, you then want to give it a crack. Like, and I want to give it a crack when I'm really fit, you know, and I haven't just had a baby. So that's obviously a couple of years away now. But
it would just be really good. 6 months after you had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, crazy.
I can't even. I had a baby 2.5 years ago and I'm like, there's no way. There's just no way.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if I'd get the opportunity again, because you never know how these shows are going to go.
It's
and, you know,
true.
It might get cut after one season. So I just thought, well, after the second season, obviously. So as it turns out, people seem to love it or hate it, depending on how much they like the aggressiveness of the show. But, I just thought, you know, if I don't get another chance, at least I can say I've had a crack once.
Well, look, if they do an All-Star Stars cast, sounds like you're straight there. And I reckon you'll get through next time. But the reunion special is on tonight, 7:30 on 7, and you can catch it on 7 Plus as well. Congratulations on all you achieved.
Thank you so much for inspiring me. Like, I sat on the couch and I cried with you and I laughed with you and I got angry with you. It was you were amazing. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for supporting the show. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
How much do you love mayonnaise, Gaundy?
My God, I live for it. I wish if we had my best mate Cam on, he'll tell you how much I love mayo.
What are you asking for extra mayo on what? Are you having
on everything?
It on burgers?
Absolutely.
Sandwiches?
Yes.
Pasta? Do you put mayo on pasta?
Mayo on pasta. You know what I've just moved into is the Japanese mayo.
Oh, the Q-pie. Holy smokes, that stuff.
Oh, that goes on everything. That you could have on pasta.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Amazing. Yep. Would you ever put it in your coffee?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's where we're going to start this conversation.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've got it to try. Perfect.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so here's the tweet from Hellmann's, which is a company that make lots of things, including mayonnaise. It says, mayo in your coffee. That's it. That's the tweet. And then they followed it up with, the benefits of putting mayo in your coffee include mayo in your coffee in your mayo. I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
They've just clearly employed some like 26-year-old to do their Twitter. It's very funny. But does anyone, why don't we start with 131060, what are you doing with your mayo? Like, where are you putting your mayonnaise?
Yep.
Burgers and sandwiches is pretty standard. Like, outside of burger and sandwich territory, 131060, let's compile a list.
Well, people love a weird food combo, so I'm sure mayo will be right up there.
Okay.
Now, question, just before we try this, because they've brought in coffees and mayo for us
this
to do.
This is probably going
to
make me vomit.
Wait. So, you bought these coffees from somewhere. Hayley, jump on the thing.
Jump on the thing. On the microphone.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
Yes.
You bought these from somewhere?
I just went and brought those coffees
And
for
we're going to wreck these with mayo.
Yeah. Wait, do you have a, what have you got, a flat white or a cap?
A flat white.
Do you want to swap? I don't, because I assume the cappuccino is for you.
Who's the cappuccino for?
Blame Matt for that.
Who's the cappuccino for, Matt?
Blame Matt.
It's got the old order that you normally get. And I gave it to Hayley, but I don't know who's there for.
No, you get the cap. You get a cappuccino because you love a bit of chocolate.
Yeah, but
I reckon mayo cappuccino.
Did you take Maz's flat white?
No, I get a flat white sometimes.
Cap of mayo.
I
is
do.
That what we're calling it?
Hey, you can Matt have the told flat me white. To get those coffees
but
for
when
you.
But when I saw the cap, I was like, oh, chocolate and mayo? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
why
this
not?
This is crook stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of want to keep this as like a standalone coffee, and then I can go to the kitchen and make a coffee to put mayo in. To wreck that coffee. I don't want to wreck a shop-bought coffee.
How do you know you're going to wreck it? It's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, it might taste nice.
Gaundy, stop being such a wuss.
No,
just
I'm not.
Put some mayonnaise in your coffee and drink it.
Let me have a Lisa sip of the nice-bought coffee before the...
How much mayo do you put in?
I would say about a teaspoon.
None.
Oh!
Oh, what does it look like? What does it look like? Is it feral?
Stir it. It looks like I just put mayonnaise in my coffee, which actually looks like cream.
Oh, yeah.
It might be nice.
Oh, mate, when I was in
Come on, get the mayonnaise, stick it in your coffee. Come
right,
on.
Right. When I was in the States, did you try half and half?
The milk?
Yeah, the half milk, half cream thing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They put like creamer in their coffee. Coffee's a bit weird in America.
I loved it. All right.
Okay. Am I doing this now? Are we having this now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Try it.
Oh, it's actually really good.
No, it's not.
It's just creamy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just tastes like a creamier flat white.
What? Maybe we've been missing out this whole time.
What just happened? It actually tastes good.
I do love my mayo.
I put like a good tablespoon of mayo in there.
Traditional mayo. All right, here we go. Ooh, it does look like cream going in, doesn't it?
Oh, I just got a lump of it though. Make sure you stir it. Do you have anything to stir it? You got to stir it around.
No, I'm going the chunks on the top.
Yeah.
I'm going straight into this thing. Oh my
mayo
God.
Mayo chunks in your cappuccino.
Yeah. Ooh.
Here we go. Come
Nervous.
On.
Don't know what.
Oh, the aftertaste's a bit feral, though.
And I love mayo.
I think you meant to stir it, dude.
God damn it.
Either that or Hellmann's are having a really big lol now.
That's put me off mayo now, and I love the stuff.
No, it should put you off coffee. Coffee's the problem here, not the mayonnaise.
Never blame coffee.
Don't have another sip if it's that good. Weirdo.
Why am I going back?
I don't know. Or is it one of those things that it's so bad, it's good? Like the line
Oh my God.
The line between pleasure and pain.
Don't do it. Don't. No, that's that is off. 13, 10, 60, guys. Mayo lovers unite. Get around it.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, you didn't mind?
I'm not having another sip, but it wasn't that.
What's this company?
Terrible.
I'm never buying their mayonnaise.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is not a Hellman's problem, is it?
I take this up with Hellman's. No way.
Maybe you should. Wait, are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, maybe you could respond with, you know, then get into a Twitter war with them.
Well, you know what?
And then they'll send you free mayonnaise. Isn't that how it works?
I haven't tweeted since 2015, but this might pull me back into the game.
This is Twitter worthy.
Yeah, I think I might have to roast these guys.
Outrage.
Yeah. You want a sip, Hayley?
No, thank you.
I don't know if you can do that because of COVID and stuff.
Oh, not COVID safe?
Yeah, no. Mayonnaise and coffee is not COVID safe.
For anyone. going, gone right now. Going, all right, you can come to me with anything, guys. We'll get it sold for you. 100% success rate with this so far.
Which is surprising and incredible.
Yep.
So there's another challenge this week, if you will, that's being set by Michael, who joins us on the show. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Good, man.
Good, mate. So you're a fan of the segment Going, Going, Gaunt.
Absolutely. I love it. You know, Gaunty just absolutely smashes it.
He really does.
It surprises us every single time, to be honest, doesn't it? Like, it just, they pull a rabbit out of the bag every time, Maz.
Hat,
whatever it is. Bag, hat, doesn't matter what we're pulling the rabbit out of.
Cat out of
the
bag. The
rabbit gets sold.
Rabbit out of a hat.
Yes. I'm selling cats, rabbits, hats, everything here.
Cat out of a hat. That's pretty funny. Like, that's actually amazing. If you can pull a cat out of a hat.
As I was saying it, I went, this isn't the right saying. But if you say it with confidence.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What have you got for us today, Michael? What do you need a hand with selling?
We've got a very special 2003 Panthers signed and framed jersey.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, the Panthers have just won the premiership, their fans are up and about. So we're going back to 2003 with this one.
Yeah, got some legends in there, like the old Ryan Girdler, Frank the Tank, Preston Campbell. So it's all signed, you know, professionally signed by all the boys. So, yeah, and it's all going towards a big fundraiser for the Australian Heart Foundation.
Oh, amazing.
And so what's your connection to the Australian Heart Foundation? Why this charity?
I've had a few family members, grandparents, whatnot, have various heart issues and passed away from that over the years, and got some friends that have had various heart issues, and I thought, well, this is a good one to jump onto, so I've committed to raise at least $3,000 for that.
Great.
On top of that, I'm doing a 50K trek around the Flinders Ranges next year with the Heart Foundation as well.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sounds small compared to the guy we're about to have on doing 2,600 kilometres.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But maybe you could get some tips from him when we chat to him.
That's right.
Are you going to wear shoes on your trip?
I'll have boots on.
Yeah, good.
Soft.
Good decision.
Soft.
Yeah. So, Michael, we're going to get this sold for you on the show tomorrow on Going, Going, Gone. So we're going to get a pick up on our socials so people can have a look, have a squeeze, notify the Panthers fan club that this is up for grabs, and then we'll get it sold on the show. Yeah.
Think about the charity, guys. That's the thing. And think about our 100% success rate. Don't let that go to 99%.
That would be terrible.
So we're going to take some early bids, of course. So if you're keen on this for charity and you're a Panthers fan, this is a must-have. So 13, 10, 60, feel free to call now. We are going to auction this on the show tomorrow. Michael, can we get you back then to rev up some people?
Sounds good to me.
Who's the biggest signature on there? Who's the biggest name?
Well, you've got ones like, as I said, Frank Pritchard, the old Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank,
Preston Campbell was very, very popular, big name back in the day. And from memory, I think they were the first, that was the first team with a father and son winning combination.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right, which has just happened again.
That's cool.
There's a lot of history in there, and as I said, all been framed, and it's absolutely mint, so my wife and I decided to let it go for the charity. And
perfect for a pub or a pool room or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you know, totally.
Yeah, that's what it's all
about.
Man cave.
Where are the Panthers man caves?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it. In a car dealership to show off, or There's a lot of options out there.
We'll put it up on socials for people to see. They can get their eyes across it, and then we'll have you back on air tomorrow for the big auction. Get excited, mate. Don't be nervous.
No, get into it, team. It's a good one for an absolutely brilliant fundraiser for the Heart Foundation. They do a lot of great work. A
couple of calls coming through already, so we'll see how we go. 13 10 60. We'll chat to you again tomorrow, Michael.
Thank you, team.
See you, mate.
Go the Panthers.
Bye.
That's a wrap for Gaundy and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think. This is